announced Indonesia's readiness to evaluate approximately 1,000 Palestinians from Gaza, focusing on orphans, the wounded, and the traumatized individuals, offering them temporary refugee and medical care until conditions in Gaza improve. Foreign Minister Sugiono emphasized that this initiative is strictly humanitarian and not intended for permanent resettlement, with the evacuation proceeding only after consensus among all involved parties, including Middle Eastern leaders. Indonesia has also deployed medical teams and hospital ships to assist victims in Gaza and neighboring regions, reinforcing its commitment to humanitarian efforts. MindID, Indonesia's state-owned mining holding company, aims to supply electricity across Sumatra through the Tanjung Lalang power plant in South Sumatra, operated by its subsidiary PT Huadian Bukit Asam Power Plant. The plant, with a capacity of 2,660 MW, currently operates about 50% utilization and features flue gas desulfurization technology to minimize emission. This initiative aligns with President Prabowo Subianto's vision for national energy self-sufficiency and support downstream mineral and coal development. And that was the news.
Was our segment
forget to always tune in to our online streaming in voinews.id. Shortwave in 3.25 kHz and 4.75 kHz and our application in AAA video for those of you love watching on demand.
Do you like a little bit of 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 a little bit not many cages selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Seoul and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Seoul, in certain places there are still cages selling this ice cream pork product, such as in the Gudae Market, Lowen Market, and in the Manahan Field. Because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make ice cream pork product, we have to soak rice flour first, then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gumpo as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gumpo comes from the word jumpo because it uses the fingers. And then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gumbo product is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add chef's ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of ice gumbo product, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
I'm gonna go get some more.
Well, listener, as we all know, we just heard sad news yesterday. Titi Puspa, the legendary Indonesian singer, who was well widely known in Indonesia for long times of generation, has passed away yesterday. And to commemorate her passing, we have a special feature about her in Voice of Indonesia that we've made before. And right now, this is the feature of Titi Puspa to commemorate her passing. Here's a feature from Voice of Indonesia with Titi Puspa.
Bersimpu di sisi jasad membeku, doa tulus dan air mata. Segala dosaku pohonkan, ampunannya seakan terjawab dan kau terima. Nah itu, kapan lagi kita kan bercanda? Ulang sampai di rumah tuh, pelukan, pin selamat meninggal. Itu kayaknya tuh, wah, dunia itu pecah, dua karuan gitu. Aku terus nangis, terus nanya kemana-mana, gak ada yang tahu, gak ada yang tahu gimana. Gak taunya malam-malam baru ompinya dipindah ke rumah istrinya. Crying at home, I heard that Bing Swan passed away. It's like the world broken crazy. I cried and cried, so I asked someone. Nobody knew, nobody knew. Suddenly at night, Bing Swan was moved to his wife's house located at Jalan Rindu. Then yes, I prayed. Surprisingly, I couldn't leave because of the nature. I had to pray for Bing Swan. And I prayed and prayed under his foot. I said, God, forgive all his sins. God, accept him by your side. Give mercy on him. He was a good man. Oh my God. My ears were directed to a place with a long funnel. There was a place. It did not mean anything, because he had a lot of good deeds. I cried. I wore a scarf. I covered my mouth with a scarf. I went into the bathroom. I said, he did not make anything. He had a lot of charity. It's crazy. I kept crying. That's why I asked the gods for forgiveness for him. On board, I made something. Sitting next to me was Miss Marley. It was here at my head. Something sounded. The song sounded. I grabbed it and him. Then, there was a disposal bag. It was a dirty flat bag, wasn't it? In the house, if we threw, we'd have committed him. It was here. I took the disposal bag and wrote there. It was already the same song and lyrics. Then, we got off on the plane. Amelia, Antiti, and Moose. Uncle Moose was so mean. Why? Yes. It was Antiti. Keep crying like that. So come here. Come here. I had to tell you. I took him to the restroom. Yes. Listen, Mom. I was writing this. We would like to sing at noon. It was sunny and bright day. Antiti cracked. The first one to hear it was Emilia Contessa.
Titi Puspa, a living legend singer of Indonesia, thus idolized the late Bing Slamet. The death of Bing Slamet made her so sad. Bing's a morning. Titi Puspa created a song called Bing. For her, Bing Slamet was indeed everything. Without Bing, Titi Puspa, who used to be very shy, would never set her foot to Jakarta, the capital city of Indonesia.
Karena tahun 54 itu saya menang dari Semarang. Jadi Bina Radio Semarang. Sampai di Jakarta tuh saya bukan mau nyanyi atau berlomba nyanyi. Di sana saya itu.
I was still in the year of 1954. I was the winner of Semarang, becoming a radio star of Semarang. Until arriving in Jakarta, I did not want to start nor join the contest. In my head at the time, I had to meet Bing Slamet. Because he was my idol. Yes, after joining the exercise, I made a fly that would be presented at the semifinals. I ran to Final Bing. I fell and fell in front of NFE. It was still Ikara Stadium. Next to it, it stood Sports Center. There, we meet the fan. If I were a radio star of NFE, I would meet him at the midfield. Until I fell. How excited I was at the time. Then the next day, not the semifinal. I took his writing. Suddenly, I already got the signature of Bing Slamet. I brought it until I slept. I said that right here, there was Titi Puspa. And twice, finally, the third time, I was pushed by my fellows. You were close. How did you to stand up? It was here. I was in front of the mic. I asked, what's going on anyway? The comic of Tomorrow was so crazy. They were a little angry. I didn't understand. I actually laughed and laughed. What was going on? Ting, tong. Then I've already answered right away. I said in my heart, should I cry? Why not? Oh, yes. I shouldn't cry and cry.
Although not a major champion in the selection of NRA radio star in 1954, Titi Puspa, as a singer who was born in November 1st, 1937, began to realize her vocation as a singer.
Guys, I've signed up my pemberian hadiah. Tahu-tahu, itu pokoknya Titi Puspa
was in the final. I wasn't so sad. There was not anything wrong. To be presented in the guest, Titi Puspa had to sing. How come? I was already defeated by number one. How could I really sing? It's wrong, wasn't it? It's insulting, yes? NRA and Mr. Iskander requested for you to sing. I wonder how it was. It was the conductor, who I forget his name, from Sumatra. Okay. If I remember it, I had to sing. I'd often join a chorus line. The song was created by Jamna Buana. They were already singing. Then I joined as well. As soon as I finished singing, the crowd of applause was heard so loud. Before they just stopped coming. Yes, it was normal. So I was all admired. I said, I should be a singer. Like what? What I have to sing. Oh, it was up to the god, I told you. From there, I thought, I've said myself that I should be asked by the god to sing.
For Titi Puspa, having a singing talent is a tremendous gift from the god. She did not expect to obtain such grace, because since childhood, she was known frail and sickly. Because of being often sickly, she never felt disappointed and upset with the creator. Even, she used to try to commit suicide.
Then I ate. Oof, it was like a fire. So spicy. I ate a lot until dying.
Martha was conscious of the change in herself. She was no longer weak. She was well, smart, and everyone was pleased with her. She also thanked the Merciful to change herself. Ever since, Titik was committed to singing for the God. This was an initial momentum on which Titik Puspa started singing.
Terus besoknya bangun itu cuing. Itu kayak bangun itu kayak cuing. Kayak the next day I woke up. I was like 6 million dollar man. You know, in the morning, what I did was washing dirty plates, sipping around and bathing my younger sisters and brothers. After that, it was like washing and washing. It was like the job of making films, you know. Everything was quick and easy. I went to school on foot, and it was a heart stopping. After arriving at the school, I was able to answer all the questions asked by my teacher.
Now with the rest of my life,